The Assembly held a special meeting Friday afternoon after postponing a vote on a permanent version of its emergency law. It was a full Assembly with four attending in person and three on the phone. Members of the public also called in and opposed any extension. Here's local resident Amanda Omer.
Our hospitals in Alaska are not overwhelmed because of this virus. Our mortality rate has not climbed, and while the cases do, hospitalizations and mortalities do not. And so I don't feel that an extension of any temporary emergency ordinance to this extent is required at this time.
Another caller was area resident Michael Truex. He urged the Assembly to put the law to a public vote and wondered why it's needed here if case numbers remain low.
Under what conditions would we have less of a local emergency than we do right now? I'm not talking about an emergency in California, New York. I'm talking about here on Mitkoff Island. That's the place where this emergency order is going to be issued. Under what grounds would this order be lifted?
The emergency ordinance authorizes the borough manager, incident commander, and assembly to respond to a civil emergency, outlining possible measures like curfews, business closures, or prohibitions on public gatherings. A permanent revision and expansion of code on emergency response has also generated substantial opposition this summer. The borough has not implemented most of the public restrictions outlined in its emergency laws during this pandemic. Local mandates have required face coverings and followed state mandates to shut down some businesses during the spring. Others have required health clearance for cruise ships docking here, ended in-person meetings, and required borough review for out-of-state workforce plans. The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, told the Assembly the law is still needed.
I think it's important for the borough to have the mechanism in place to respond if it does get really bad. Today, if we based all of our decisions on where we're at today, then there would be no need for this. I could go back to my normal job. We could shut down the EOC, and we could all be happy. But I hope everybody in the Assembly and in the community can see that the pandemic is not over. And the case counts in our state do reflect that. We just need to be prepared to take action if needed. And it's all about protecting life and property.
The temporary ordinance specifically mentions the COVID-19 pandemic and an emergency declaration the Assembly passed back in March. It also allows meetings to be called on short notice and for the borough to skip public and competitive bidding for goods and services needed during an emergency. That comes into play as the borough spends federal coronavirus relief money before the end of the year as required. The law also has language superseding any conflicting law. The Assembly unanimously agreed to clarify that's only meant to override any borough laws that may conflict, not state or federal laws. They also added language to clarify that Assembly approval is required for curfews, closing businesses, restricting gatherings, or calling up additional law enforcement. Assembly member Jay Stanton Greger did not think that additional wording was necessary, but was willing to make the change.
Director Hagerman brought that to us and as another option to provide safeguards for members of the public that would be concerned about civil liberties, etc. So I have no problem with it since the director, our incident commander, is comfortable with it.
Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay was the only vote against that change. She was concerned with a quick response being slowed by Assembly consideration.
Compromising our ability to respond quickly to a situation, to me, does a disservice to the idea of emergency response and of having the ability to respond in a timely manner. So I just wanted to say that out loud because I think that that's important for us to consider when we get to the permanent one.
Before this, the Assembly had twice passed the temporary ordinance and will consider the final reading of the permanent law with the same language on September 21st. Another proposed change for the temporary law came from Taylor Norheim. He suggested removing fines for people violating the law.
If there is an emergency going on and things are a little dire looking, people will do that thing. You don't need to, force compliance. You will do this or you will go to jail or you will be fined with the last penny that you have now. It's not helpful.
His proposal, though, was voted down with only Norheim voting for it. Those fines are for obstructing emergency response, not complying with orders, or displaying emergency ID without approval. The vote was 4-3 overall to pass the ordinance, with Norheim, Brandy Morrell, and Mayor Mark Jensen voting no. It's in place for 60 days and will last until the Assembly considers the final reading of the permanent ordinance. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.